with only an occasional but mighty outburst. It was in these unhappy conditions that Rachel Fawcett was born. Take a break. There are no divorce laws in the islands in the 18th century, not even an act of separate maintenance, but Mary was a woman of resource. It took her 4 years to accomplish her purpose, but she got rid of Dr. Fawcett by making him more than anxious to get rid of her. The Captain General, William Matthews, was a staunch friend and admirer, and espoused her cause to the extent of issuing a writ of speculative for separate maintenance. Dr. Fawcett gradually yielded to pressure, separated her property from his, and that might pass under her personal and absolute control, and settled on her some £35,000, 4 shillings annually, as a full satisfaction of her grounder and third part of the estate. Mistress Fawcett was no longer a woman of consequence.